I'm joined with Jean-Serge Besson, leader of the Libertarian Party of Canada.
What are the hot issues for the Libertarian Party of Canada?
The hot issues?
Yes.
We believe in that government is too big. We'd like to have smaller government. Smaller government means less interference in our everyday lives and everyday affairs. And having a smaller government means we'd have less taxes. So in a snapshot, the people have to ask themselves, if you are fed up with big government, then why do you continue putting the Conservatives and the Liberals and the NDP back into power? Mm-hmm. It's time to look for an alternative, and the Greens are not going to do it either, because they're talking about bringing more laws and more regulations and more programs, and that means more taxation. So it's a very simple concept. It is that if we have less government in our lives, we have more money in our pockets, and the people will decide what kind of services they want by getting it done through the private sector. Medicare, for one, Jacques Chauly, Dr. Jacques Chauly in Quebec, won in the Supreme Court of Canada on a decision for being able to give medical services if the government can provide it in time or in the proper quality. So this was an important case that was won, and it's going to start the process of allowing the people who are waiting for 2 years for a hip operation that they can finally get it done in a shorter time span. So, I mean, basically, tell me the issues and I can answer them from here, but in a snapshot, that's what we believe in. Less government means more money in our pockets, means that we'll have more services that we can afford.
Obviously, healthcare is one of the big issues for this election. What are you hoping to accomplish this election?
Well, what we're hoping to accomplish was to let the people know that we're around, first of all.
Yeah.
We were deregistered in 97 because we couldn't run 50 candidates, and that's what the Election Act was calling at the time. Since then, the Election Act has been changed, and now you only need to run one candidate. And we ran 8 candidates in 2004, and we're running 11 candidates this time around, although we were hoping it was going to be in March.
Mm-hmm.
And we're growing. Well, the people are finding out we're there, and that's the first thing, is to let people know that there is an alternative to the big party, the big government parties that that are out there, and that we're professing a smaller government, and hopefully that the message is going to get picked up by the 15-16% of Canadians who are libertarian-minded. And if we can start touching those people, then we can start having an effect on the size of government that we have today. Because if those people start voting for us, that means they're not voting for anybody else, and we can start changing the results of who gets elected and who doesn't get elected. If we start having that kind of effect, then our policies are going to start being reflected in the other parties.
With voter apathy at an all-time high, is the Libertarian Party kind of an alternative to big party voting or voting altogether?
Exactly. People are saying, you know, I'm going to vote for more of the same. Well, we're not the same as any of them. We are very different. We're the complete contrary of what the Conservatives, the Liberals, the NDP, and the Greens are proposing. We're proposing less government. The only thing that a government should do is take care of the police, take care of our courts, and take care of our borders. Nothing else. Anything else, you get out of it, because the private sector should be able to provide it. And if they can't, well, then that's the government. That's where the government would have to look at and say, well, okay, there's a service that's required, but nobody wants to get into it privately, so we'll get into it as a government. But as soon as the private sector comes along and says, well, I think we can do it more efficiently and than the government can, then that's where the government says, okay, we're stepping out and let the private sector take over.
One of the other issues, aside from health care, for this election has been guns and gun registry. What's your stance on that?
Well, I guess we're going to go into a prohibition. We are advocating that all drugs should be made legal, mm-hmm. and prohibition on everything, because we tried prohibition on alcohol, and it was a disastrous. It was a disaster. So if it didn't work for alcohol, why do we fool ourselves thinking it's going to work on drugs or on guns or anything else? If people, the reason why we have so much gun today is because of the drug deals. There's a lot of money to be made with drugs, and people will develop a quote-unquote territory, and they want to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
If there was no drugs, out there that were illegal. If they were legal and you could go and buy them in a pharmacy at 1/100th of the price you're paying now on the streets, then first of all you'd have better quality, it'd be regulated by the government, it'd be or the private sector, it would be like alcohol. And those who want to be, you know, they want to put something in their veins, we don't believe it's up to us to tell people what you want to put in your body. I mean, I'm a saltaholic. Yeah. I like putting salt on my food. I pay 50 cents for a pound of salt. If tomorrow morning the government says, you know, that's very bad for your blood pressure, we're going to start regulating it, and you can only get one box a year, well, I'm going to pay $20 for that second box of salt. It's up to each individual to how they want to live their lives and what they want to put in their body. And if somebody does something that harms themselves, well, so be it. I mean, people take part in dangerous activities every day. Skiing, parachute jumping, you name it. Do we regulate that? No. So what's the difference between taking part in a dangerous activity physically or putting something in your body that might hurt you? People get... I feel some people put too much coffee in their bodies. I mean, 5-6 coffees a day? Is that dangerous? It's a drug. So where does it end?
Just hypothetically, what basic approach would you have if you got elected?
If we got elected, the first thing we'd do, though, is to end all payroll deductions that has to be done by businesses or employers. Employers would not have to do the payroll deductions of their employees anymore. You would earn your paycheck. Each employee would get their paycheck with no deductions, and it would be then up to each individual to set in the unemployment insurance or the compensation or whatever, and they'd have to sit down once a month and make out that check and send it directly to the government. What that would cause is that now the people would really start feeling the pinch of how much they're really being taxed. Because when you get your paycheck and all the deductions are taken off of it, you don't feel it. Yeah, you know you've been taking that off, so but it's not the same as having to sit down and say, I've got the money in the bank and I have to send half of it to the federal government and the provincial government, and I'm fed up. I mean, that municipally, that's why municipal governments are very different than the rest, is that people have to go in and physically make the payments on their property tax. And a lot of people bitch and complain. Why? Because they're feeling the pinch of how much property tax is costing them. And every time there's a tax increase, a lot of people get upset. They might not show it in the polls right now because it's just more of the same. But if there's people coming along and saying, well, if you vote for us, we're going to reduce government and we're going to try and put it back in the hands of private corporations, that if you want the service, you pay for it. If you don't want the service, you shouldn't have to pay for it. And if we're reducing red tape for businesses, then that means more people are going to start becoming self-employed, meaning less government bureaucracy to have to regulate all the jobs that are that had to be looked at. If a majority of the people are self-employed, then you don't need as much unemployment insurance, you don't need as much compensation. They look out for that by themselves. So that would be the main focus, is to start reducing bureaucracy by making people responsible for sending in their own taxes.
What about the taxes that go into services like welfare and health care? What would you do to address those issues?
Well, if you're making out your income tax return,
yeah.
You could say, you know, I want so much that we can leave it up to the individual on how they want their tax dollars being spent. They can say, I want so much money to go into the military. I want so much money to go into welfare. I want so much money to go into policing. I want so much money to go into research. If whatever areas the government is still in, then the taxpayer can decide how much money they want to be spent in either area. Or if they just want to say, here's my money, you decide how to spend it. That would be up to the individual if they want to leave the bureaucrats and the politicians how to spend their money. But if you have the people saying, this is my money, I'm sending it to the government, and I want you to spend it in these specific areas, we have... Year after year after year, United Way goes out on fundraising, UNICEF, all these charitable organizations that go out and they raise money for the various programs that they want to support. And year after year after year, we're breaking records. These people break records on how much money they're collecting. So if we have less taxation and the people have more money in their pockets, I have great confidence in the people of this country that they will be able to support. If there's a number saying we need so much money in welfare to support the welfare that we need now, that we have now, the people will make a donation. They will make the donation towards it because the majority of the people have a good heart. The government doesn't think so. The government doesn't trust the people on doing something out of the goodness of their heart, because first of all, they want to make sure that they have a big bureaucracy to keep the people that they have working for them there, and also it's you want to pay back some political favors. You have places to park these people, and they can earn a $200,000 or $300,000 salary every year. That would be ended with us.
And just finally, why should Canadians vote Libertarian this election?
For the very reasons I just enumerated. They should vote for us if they feel that they want a smaller government, period. If they don't want a larger government, then we're not an option for them. And frankly, we're not looking at gaining power. We're just looking at making people aware that there's another way of governing themselves, and it's less government and personal responsibilities.